Jeff Schemmer was working in the console at Monroe County Central Dispatch the morning of 9/11. As reality set in on the disaster 800 miles away, Schemmer was beginning emergency response procedures in Bloomington.
I'd say almost instantaneously, everybody was sitting down saying, okay, what happens if this occurs here? Will we be ready and let's start moving in that direction so we're prepared?
His initial response was to be sure agencies were fully staffed. Monroe County Emergency Planning Committee Chairman John Hooker also went into emergency response mode.
My thoughts were, you know, with the people in New York City, the responders, especially them going inside. You just don't know what can happen.
Hooker says 9/11 changed emergency preparedness planning in Indiana. State law requires emergency planning committees to test their emergency response plan once a year. A recent full-scale exercise at Bloomington's Frank Southern Ice Arena included 10 agencies, 73 first responders, and 8 victims. The simulated disaster in this case was an anhydrous ammonia release due to a failed pipe in the mechanical room. The exercise started with a call to Central Dispatch, and then the Bloomington Fire Department and hazmat team.
We don't have an exact accountability for everybody being out of the building, so we'll need to recon the area pretty well.
Schemmer says the one thing everybody learned after 9/11 is the importance of communication between agencies.
In the last 10 years since that's happened, that has been the big focus. Everybody calls it interoperability, and the goal is that everybody that's responding to that scene is in communication with everybody so they all know what's going on.
The exercise is also an opportunity for responders to meet their counterparts from different departments. Caleb Hess was part of the entry team that went to examine the building to locate victims and perform rescue.
We had never seen the machine room and the rink before, so dealing with a real-life ammonia situation like this is something we haven't done in the real world. It was good to have the opportunity to see it and get some ideas of what we might do in a real scenario.
Equipment such as TAC-5, a hazmat response vehicle, was purchased from grants that became available after 9/11. John Hooker says most of his time in the past decade has been spent trying to make sure the agencies get the proper equipment, training, and resources.
Since 2001, we had 16 Homeland Security schools here in Bloomington. And, you know, they were well attended.
Hooker says families can ready themselves for emergencies too, including assembling an emergency preparedness kit at home, along with the plan of where to meet family members if something would happen. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Joe Wren.